Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the podcast this week. Big news in the hemp world, the first high CBD variety of hemp designed for grain production in Canada has been unveiled. New West Genetics and Tritium 3H have signed an exclusive license agreement for distribution of certified NWG2730 Abound hemp seed in Canada. This will be the first high CBD grain variety to be available in Canada. The news comes after Health Canada recently approved Cherry Blossom F1. Cherry Blossom F1 is the first high CBD feminized hemp hybrid approved by Health Canada and added to the official list of approved cultivars. Tritium 3H is a Canadian hemp seed company and member of the Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance. It's based in Lethbridge, Alberta. Scott Horner is a past president of the Canadian Seed Trade Association and president of Tritium 3H. I spoke with him about the significance of these recent developments in the hemp industry and what they ultimately mean for the company and the industry in general. Enjoy our chat. Thanks so much for joining me, Scott. What can you tell us about Abound hemp seed and how is it different from the cherry blossom variety?
It's in second year of testing here in Canada right now, and it's yet to be approved by Health Canada. But last year's results were really good. We just didn't have enough site years of data to get approval after that first year. So we've actually, we'll have quite a number of sites exceeding the requirement here this year, and we don't expect any issues to get it approved. But that'll be, that's pending, I guess, the Health Canada approval. So you asked the difference between the two cultivars. So some big differences. The cherry blossom is really, a Christmas tree type hemp plant. So if you are familiar with the way they grow high CBD hemp cultivars in the United States, low plant stands, often with drip line, often plastic mulch to control weeds, and then sort of a whole plant harvest strategy, silage off the entire plant and then dry it and extract the CBD from the biomass. So that'll be a bit of a change for Canadian producers to look at that kind of a production system. And that, cultivar lends itself really well to that kind of management. Whereas the Abound, being a grain type, is more typical of what we're used to seeing here on the prairies anyways, with higher plant stands, a monopodal type plant architecture, taller kind of variety. You can manage it quite effectively with traditional equipment that we're used to here, planting with air seeders or grain drills and harvesting, stripping the heads or combining and collecting chaff. That variety, will kind of fit seamlessly into the management systems that people have been employing in Western Canada to date.
Hemp's been around for a while in Canada, but there seems to be a renewed interest. How is the conversation surrounding the crop changing for you?
There is a lot of excitement around hemp, and there has been for a number of years. And, Canada is getting its regulatory framework in place, and we're seeing, more efforts being put into breeding and development. And we're seeing a very differentiated crop. So, we've got the medicinal aspect to it, which, gets a lot of the hype and a lot of exposure and excitement because of the values of CBD. But, that will never develop into a million acre kind of crop because the demand just isn't significant enough for, the medicinal cannabinoids. Whereas we're also now seeing, fiber markets developing. And of course, there's the traditional grain market that's been, something available to Canadian producers, for 20 years here in Canada. So we see a continued sort of differentiation in the marketplace with end-use specific cultivars being developed. Whether it's unique cannabinoids or whether it's fiber production for specific end uses, specific manufacturing processes. Hemp as a crop, as a species, breeders like Raul Yerk from Haplotech, like New West Genetics, breeders are really excited to work with hemp because there's so much opportunity there to manipulate the plant and to pull out specific characteristics for specific end uses. So we see just continued differentiation and investment in breeding and products that come out for specific end uses.
Tritium hasn't been around that long, since 2018. What can you tell us about the company?
Tritium was formed as a company to provide hemp specific services to breeders, to seed companies, to distributors. Much like companies who are focused in other crop kinds, like you mentioned canola and corn, this entire industry has been built around those crop kinds and companies very focused on delivering specific services to those crops. When it comes to broad scale, large scale agricultural production of hemp, there wasn't a lot of, focused organizations. Probably, the one that's most well known in Canada is Hemp Production Services, Hemp Genetics International. They've been around for a long time, and they've been very hemp specific, obviously. And we saw that there was an opportunity here to deliver breeding and development, seed production, and distribution services with this kind of large scale agricultural approach that was missing. It seemed to be a bit of a missing piece. There were a lot of small operations, a lot of people, getting into the business without a lot of experience. And we saw that, we could apply a lot of the skills and techniques, systems, processes that we developed over, 20 years of working in hybrid canola to hemp, and that would provide value to growers and companies alike.
For more great podcasts, visit germination.ca.